Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today I'm joined by Benedict from Cognac Hardy. Benedict, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, Taylor.
So what can you tell us about the product we're tasting today?
Well, the product we're tasting today is probably, first of all, is my blender's favorite, which is interesting. Nos de Perle. Perle in English would be pearl, and nos is anniversary. When you are over the age of XO, every single house in Cognac has a way to designate the eau de vie that they age. So it could be extra, it could be hors d'age, it could be any way, it could be whatever name. Well, in my family, in 1961, our blender at the time was my uncle, Francis Hardy, and he thought about nos d'or. Nos d'or meaning a golden anniversary, which means 50 years of marriage. And we thought it was a pretty clever idea to designate blends that are aged that amount of time in our cellars. Nos de Perle means pearl anniversary, meaning that the eau de vie that are in that blend are aged 30 years. We had planned like the wedding anniversary series at when you reach 30 years of marriage, it's pearl anniversary.
For our listeners who might just be getting introduced to Hardy and the different cognacs, what other Nos cognacs are in the range?
Plenty, my dear. We start with Nos d'Argent, which is our silver anniversary, which is a fine champagne, not a grand champagne. Then we have pearl. Then we have the 50-year-old, which is Nos d'Or, golden anniversary. Then we have the diamond anniversary, 60 years. And we have still, but not for very long, alabaster anniversary, which is 75 years. There are so many other anniversaries to celebrate.
So Nos de Perle, the cognac we're tasting today,
yes,
is 30-year-old cognac, we could say.
Yes, it's a blend of 25 different Grand Champagne. In my company, over the age of 25 years, we consider that Grand Champagne is the crew that provides the most interesting tasting experiences. It has been something that my uncle convinced us of a long time ago when he was our blender, Francis. And we kept that in his honor. And anything over 25 years in the company is only Grand Champagne. Not a single crew in that blend, I was telling you. You have 25 different eau de vie that were distilled in the early 1990s. So they are aged 30 years in Limousine oak. And then they are blended. So that means they are aged side by side in our cellars. And when the time comes, and of course, our blenders decide when they are ready, but the production of this product is small. I mean, you cannot claim that you have a 30-year-old and produced hundreds of thousands of bottles. That doesn't exist in my book. So it's a very limited production. I think we do approximately 1,000 units a year of the Nos de Perle.
And so you mentioned a second ago that Nos de Perle is mm-hmm. the master blender's preferred cognac
yes.
in the range.
It is his preferred because he was offered the opportunity a few years back. He has been with us close to 20 years and he's still very young. Michael Bouilly, he's the third generation of people that have been in this industry. So he has, first of all, a beautiful palate. He has also a lot of respect for what my uncle and my ancestors brought to this industry. And he liked the aspect of lightness and complexity. I know that two words sometimes don't go well together, but his product has reached a peak in his opinion. And he thinks that it is the epitome of the Hardy cognac style with a touch of citrus, a touch of vanilla, a touch of cinnamon, and the beginning of spices. As you know, cognac basically has three different ages. We go for the age of flowers when it's a young cognac, to the age of fruit when it's a cognac that reached the age of 20 and a little more. And then when you reach 30 and over, it's more the age of spices. And for him, Nos de Perle really combines these dried flowers with the hint of rancio, which is something that you find because you use the best oak to age the product. And then you reach the cinnamon touch at the end. And for him, he thinks that it is the perfect balance.
These Nos cognacs, including the Nos de Perle, represent different ages.
Yes.
Is there a particular style that the master blender is going for?
He's looking for complexity. And for that reason, he favors distillation on lees. And he has been doing that with his, he has a few distillers that are associated with us. And that's what he selects. In the 90s, the eau de vies that he's blending were distilled before his time. In the group of eau de vies from Grand Champagne that he has at his disposal, he selects the one that really have the more complexity. This is the reason why I like him, like this pearl, a lot. It never ceased to surprise me when I started tasting with this product to see how much it evolves in the glass, how much it changes, you know, from the beginning when it's still vibrant. And over the minutes, it's really changes to be more complex, more flavorful, more plump, with a touch of citrus, you know, but the citrus doesn't kill the fact that there is vanilla as well and spices. So this is really that combination that makes this product really special.
Yeah, the citrus adds freshness. And
yes,
I think it can't be said enough that all cognacs, but especially cognacs of this quality, really need to be, folks need to take their time with it because of the evolution in the glass.
You know, sometime my advice to and to your listeners is when you have a dinner and coming with friends and you know that they enjoy particularly good products like that, you do the cognac an immense favor if you just pour the cognac 30, 40 minutes, an hour before you drink it, because the evolution of the product is absolutely amazing. You know, it's like the cognac is like a prisoner in the bottle or in the decanter. But when it gets out, all the flavors and it becomes more opulent. So for me, it's important that people understand that it's particularly true for older cognac. They need to breathe. They need to evolve in your glass and you will have much more pleasure. Because first of all, the first ethers will be gone when you start swirling. I think that's very important for old cognac.
So you mentioned a few minutes ago that the eau de vie are aging in barrels from the Limousin,
yes,
in French.
Limousin, if you pronounce it in English, but it's Limousin, which is the name of a forest, yes. We worked with three cooperage houses, different toasting and different wood. But the evaporation plays a very big role because the concentration and the phenomenon called esterification brings the right color to the product and the right nose after. Just the selection of oak is crucial to make a successful product.
One other thing I noticed is that this Nos de Perle is bottled at 40%. There's a bit of a trend these days to race higher and higher in ABV, but I still think there are very convincing reasons for bottling at 40%.
Well, the decision was made much before I came to this business. Pearl, I would say, started when I started in the business, nearly 35 years ago. You have two ways of aging cognac. You can either put in oak a product that's full strength, 70%, because this is what the eau de vie is at when it's double distilled. Or you can select the other way that my ancestors have favored, which is adding distilled water from the get-go and putting in oak cognac with an ABV of 55. This is what we chose over the years. So the blender, Michael, is doing the same thing today. And he thinks that after all these years in oak, the maturity, the elegance of the product, 40%, is very important. And he likes to reach 40% after slowly but gradually he adds distilled water to the process of aging. You have the solution of leaving it longer in oak and wait until you bottle to add distilled water. But in our opinion, it just brings a diluting factor instead of aging factor. So this is what we have chosen. The other solution, from 55, we go to 47 after that, 47 to 43, and 43 to 40, when it's 3 months before bottling, when the marriage is complete, when he gets all the product out of their separate barrels. He blend them in a big vat and he waits for the marriage to be complete.
I think it must be stressed that it's such a long and patient procedure.
Well, you know, I'm always saying that cognac is the opposite of vodka business. Vodka you produce, distill Monday, bottle Tuesday, and sell Wednesday. Nothing gets sold before 2 years minimum. When you reach this kind of product like Noce de Perle, 30 years, you have to wait much longer. So you lose more, but it's for a good cause. The evaporation that, of course, financial directors hate, we love because we are purists. We like what is left in the barrel. But if, you know, it will be so wrong to think that you put a cognac in a barrel and forget it and come back 20 years later or 30 years. It's not true. It's a lot of work. And we wouldn't have that many people in the cellars if it wouldn't be. Cognac is not something that you found by mistake, lost in your cellars 60 years later. If that happens, your cognac is not drinkable because you have to check it all the time because it cannot be over oaky, because it cannot be dry. It's really, I have immense admiration for the people that are in our cellars. They are artists. You know, what is the most difficult tailor to do in this world of cognac is to keep the house style. The style that Michael is making for Hardy today is something that he inherited from my ancestors and from our blender, our iconic blender, which was Francis Hardy. He tries to be as faithful as he can to this style. And this is the most difficult because Mother Nature doesn't give you all the time the same crops, the same ABV, the same maturity of the grapes, the same distillation process. All these things have changed. For a long time, everybody was distilling with fire, with wood. Who is distilling like that today? Everything has changed. For a while, it was, nobody wanted to distill with lees. Now lees are back in favor. So things change. And the difficulty for a blender is to keep the style that your customer likes, that is yours and nobody else.
Before we get to a quick tasting note, I think it's important to say there is quite a spectacular decanter that this cognac comes in.
The best place in France for crystal is really the East, which is the Alsace and Lorraine region and Champagne. I think it came from the influence of the Eastern countries, you know, Slovenia, Slovakia, Bohemia. A lot of people emigrated from that area a long time ago and brought with them the savoir-faire of crystal. So at the beginning, this decanter was made in Alsace. Unfortunately, in France, except the very, very top crystal houses, a few have disappeared. So the beginning was made by Caspar, and unfortunately, they closed their doors. And it had been very difficult for us to find the right place. So as we are European at heart, it's not a French crystal anymore. It's made in Portugal today. And I have to say that the Portuguese are doing an amazing job of keeping the quality and the purity of the crystal. So it is a decanter, which is the Art Nouveau style. When you see this decanter, and you remember it because it's quite different from what you see from many other houses. And this is what we wanted. It has a little coloring that reminds you of pearl color. Also on the pedestal of the decanter and also on the little stopper.
It is something to look at. It stands out. It's very nice. Let's talk quickly about the tasting note. So on the nose, what can our tasters expect?
It's the age of fruit and slightly we reach the age of spices. On the nose, you have citrus because it's really the style, I would say, of the Hardy House and we will not change that, I hope, as long as I'm here. Citrus is definitely the first thing. Then you have dried flowers and raisins. The palate, also a little citrus. We're getting to touch of pepper, touch of cinnamon, and rancio. This is something that is very typical of old cognac, this rancio, which is so difficult to explain. Something like an oily texture, and it has walnut, particularly, nose and flavors. So on the palate, I would say we have that with vanilla. Caramel is not something that we add in this product, but it's coming because when you toast the barrels, natural flavors of caramel come from this slight burning of the wood. And I would say a little nutmeg as well. And then on the finish, plump, voluptuous, long, everlasting. Close your mouth, close your eyes, feel. The depth, the complexity, well-balanced on the finish, the most incredible experience. You empty your glass, you finish the last drop, you have that taste. Quite spectacular, delicate flavor.
Well, this has been great. So thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too, Taylor. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.